And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of April, 2009. It's Shakespeare's birthday today, and also the birthday of novelist Vladimir Nabokov, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899, who said he grew up a perfectly normal trilingual child in a family with a large library. They had a large townhome in St. Petersburg and a big country estate. He was reared by governesses who taught him to read and write English before he learned to read his native Russian. When the Bolsheviks came to power in Russia, Nabokov's family was forced to flee. They went to Germany, had to leave behind their property, their fortunes. And Nabokov's father, who was a lawyer and journalist and politician, was assassinated at a political rally in Berlin the same year that Nabokov went off to Cambridge to study literature. Came back to Germany, gave language lessons and tennis lessons and taught boxing and created crossword puzzles and chess problems and supported himself. And at night, he wrote, sitting in the family bathroom so the light wouldn't bother people who were sleeping. Wrote his first 9 novels in Russian, dozens of short stories and plays. And then in 1939, when he was 40, he was invited to give a lecture on Slavic languages at Stanford University. And he went and decided to stay and become an American citizen. And he switched from writing in Russian to writing in English. The Atlantic Monthly published his first story, and then he became a contributor to the New Yorker magazine with the help of his friend Edmund Wilson. Edmund Wilson and Vladimir Nabokov were very close friends during the 40s and 50s, exchanged hundreds of letters. And then Wilson wrote a very unflattering review of Nabokov's translation of Eugene Onegin and accused Nabokov of faulty Russian, and they became personal enemies. Nabokov loved butterfly hunting, and he would drive across the country with his wife Vera in search of butterflies. And from these road trips, he took notes that he incorporated in his novel Lolita, which came out in 1955, the novel for which he was most famous. The New York Times said that Lolita was highbrow pornography, but despite the mixed reviews, the book sold very well and was sold to the movies, and that allowed Nabokov to quit teaching and devote himself to writing. He moved into a hotel in Switzerland on the shore of Lake Geneva, where he spent the last 20 years of his life. He described himself, "I don't fish, cook, dance, endorse books, sign declarations, eat oysters, get drunk, go to analysts, or take part in any demonstrations. I'm a mild old gentleman, very kind." He wrote his novels first on index cards, jotting down phrases and ideas and characters as they came to him. Kept the note cards under his pillow at night, and when he couldn't sleep, he'd pull them out and write down some more. Vladimir Nabokov said, "Seeing things as if they were new is funny in itself. The unusual is funny in itself. A man slips and falls down. It is the contrary of gravity in both senses." Here's a poem for today by James Wright from a bus window in central Ohio just before a thunder shower. Cribs loaded with roughage huddle together before the north clouds. The wind tiptoes between poplars. The silver maple leaves squint toward the ground. An old farmer, his scarlet face apologetic with whiskey, swings back a barn door and calls 100 black and white Holsteins from the clover field. James Wright's poem, From a Bus Window in Central Ohio Just Before a Thundershower, from his selected poems, published by Ferris Strauss Giroux and used by permission, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.